Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's Dan Fogelberg, the late, great Dan Fogelberg, bringing us back. That's from the Innocent Age album, 17 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Netchoice.org is the website of Steve Del Bianco. He's the executive director there. You've heard me talk about how important Steve's work is to protecting you and me against bad digital public policy. Steve, thanks again for being here. In the previous segment, we were just wrapping up on internet sales tax. We pointed out that the two big issues are is making it fair for fixed base and digital online merchants when it comes to collecting taxes, sales tax. But also the other thing is the complexity of actually having to comply as a digital marketer, digital sales company. Even if you have a fixed base operation as well, having to comply with and being audited by thousands of different organizations, right?
Right, and so Chairman Goodlatte says, to really satisfy Jim Blasingame's principles, we should force every catalog, every website, to behave exactly like every store. And that is, you collect the sales tax according to the rules and the rates of where you're located. Jim, what could be simpler?
Yeah.
Everyone does the same rules, and then the state where you file can redistribute that money.
Let the states worry about
it.
Let the states sort it out, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense. So if you come to my store and buy something, I charge you state sales tax, local sales tax. If you then go home and buy another one on my website, I charge you state and local sales tax.
According to where you're based.
And then exactly. So whatever sales I have, wherever they come from, I send it to my state. Now, do I tell the state what state you're in?
Exactly.
Okay. So then let the state sort it out. That makes a lot of sense. But that's an extra burden on the states. How are the states going to feel about that?
Yeah, they would like to have less burden.
I bet.
They do this now for fuel tax, the fuel tax that's levied on truckers
yeah.
to travel from state to state. Every
right.
month the states redistribute the money for that. And this idea that Chairman Goodlatte has is to have the states do the same thing they do for fuel
yeah.
tax.
Well, that'll be interesting to see if the states have been so froggy to get this digital tax money. They've been coveting all this tax money. We'll see if they still feel the same enthusiasm when they have to do all the sorting out. It'll be interesting to see how that works. Right?
Indeed, but look, the states are desperate for the money.
And, yeah, and as big as a dollar.
Will they really look at a gift horse in the mouth? Or
right.
I wonder.
It's billions of dollars. Okay, I want to move over. In the State of the Union speech, the president said, I'm going to protect the Internet. And I felt like, a week ago, I did a monologue on what I thought that meant based on his past experience, his past performance, the president, the way he played fast and loose with ICANN, the way he wants to regulate the Internet as a utility. Steve, I don't consider that under the net neutrality to net neutrality debate. I don't consider what President Obama, his performance on the Internet, I don't consider that to be protecting the Internet. Do you?
Jim, it protects his own vision of what he thinks the Internet should be like.
Yeah, and we know, and we see and we see how that works out for foreign affairs. Sorry about the sarcasm there. Go ahead, Steve.
No, but it's true. I mean, subscribers have long been able to pay more to get faster Internet connection. And there was a discussion last year before the election as to whether the senders like Netflix and YouTube, should they be able to pay Comcast or Cox to deliver it faster to your house? And that conversation was going along at a nice pace. The Federal Communications Commission chairman, the FCC chair, thought that it was an interesting debate. He was considering different positions, but
chairman,
the president weighed in. Yeah, Chairman Wheeler. But then the president, on the day after the election, decides he sees it differently, and he has forced the FCC and Chairman Wheeler to a dramatic form of regulation, applying the same kind of regulation that we've done for the phone companies, the telephone companies. Remember, you used to have a phone that was attached to a
right.
copper wire
right.
around your house? Okay. Well, that whole regulatory morass is exactly what the president wants to impose
right.
on the Internet. So the president made that decision. It's pressuring the FCC to act next month. And at the same time, Congress says, no, wait a minute, when it comes to making laws in this country, it's Congress who does that, not the president.
Right.
But now we have a clash, and that clash is ultimately going to resolve in the courts. You can expect that the FCC will probably act to regulate Internet much more heavily. Congress will come back with a law that says that's not what we want to do, and it'll have to go to the court.
And folks, this, in my opinion, Steve, as beautifully as the Internet has been working, and the only real issues are among users, not customers, but companies, meaning no customers are really complaining about this. It's just competitive pressures that they ought to be able to work out on their own without any help from the government. This is one issue. If you really want to see the ideology of President Obama, the way he thinks about things, meaning if the government doesn't control it, it can't be good. That ideology is front and center in the net neutrality debate, is it not?
I'm afraid so, and it actually arises from the background. I don't believe that the president has spent any time in the private sector creating jobs
Zero.
Or making investment. He comes from a different place in a different
country.
He comes
from unicorn land, Steve.
As a neighborhood activist, you're about trying to get money from the government and have the government control more of what happens. And that's the mentality that I think has pervaded his policy.
And when he says, I'm going to protect the Internet, which are his exact words in his speech, that's actually a lie. Because in terms of the people who use the Internet, that's what he's planning on doing is not protecting it. It's going to be taxed. It's not only going to be regulated, Steve, but it ultimately will be taxed, won't it?
I guess he'll kill it to protect it.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're looking at, folks. Thank God we have an equal and a co-equal form of government in Congress who are going to push back on this. And thank God we have people like Steve DelBianco who will keep reminding those guys what we need to really be doing with net neutrality. Quick break, 10 tails, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.